Senior detective from the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau has warned that children are being groomed and exploited on online gaming platforms at an alarming scale. Detective Superintendent Michael Mullen told Primetime that Gardaí are seeing grooming, sexual exploitation and sexual abuse as a result of children being on gaming platforms and in some cases moving on to other platforms. He was speaking to RTE as part of a report examining risks to children using Roblox, one of the most popular gaming platforms among primary school pupils. Just yesterday, a 24-year-old man was jailed by the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court for the harassment of a child he met through Roblox. With us is Kate MacDonald, who's a reporter with Primetime. Kate, will you tell us more about these online gaming platforms and about Roblox in particular?
Yeah, so Roblox is an online gaming platform and it's really popular, especially with primary school age kids. So it's not just one game, it's literally millions and millions of user-made games. And they have roughly 150 million daily users and about a third of them are under 13. So most social media platforms, you need to be 13 technically to set up an account, but you can sign up for Roblox at just 5 years old. And the graphics are really basic. It looks childish and kind of child friendly. But experts we spoke to said this kind of gives the impression that the platform is only for kids, but that is really not the case. The games are very social and at any time, very young children could be playing and chatting to older kids, to teenagers or even adults. And that is a major issue facing the platform. And Roblox has been under mounting pressure recently over widespread allegations that it is failing to protect its youngest users from predators and harmful content.
Tell us then about your investigation. What did you find?
Yeah, so as part of our report, we set up three test accounts on Roblox. So for a 5-year-old, a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old. And we played a load of different games for roughly 12 hours kind of across the three accounts. There's no age verification. So we were not asked for any age verification ID, any parental permission to set up these accounts. We also weren't prompted to put on any parental controls. So we left Roblox's kind of default safety settings on. But there are controls that parents can put in place. So over our kind of 12 hours, we saw a real mix of things, you know, very innocent games where players can grow their own gardens or decorate cakes and stuff like that, to the more kind of strange and concerning content. So one of the games we played was a public toilet simulator where users would basically go into a cubicle and simulate sex. And that was rated suitable for 5 years and up. Another game we played was a dating style game where users would ask each other out. And in one of these, we saw an example of what appeared to be an adult and a child interacting in that chat function. And again, this game was available to 5 years and up. And this is also despite Roblox saying it prohibits anything to do with dating or sexual activity on the platform. And in other games rated 13s and up, we saw users giving each other lap dances as well as wearing T-shirts with racial slurs on them. We also found a therapy role play simulator where, you know, one person plays the therapist, one person plays the patient or the client. And we saw users discussing suicide.
What did the Gardaí say to you about this? Because you've been talking to them as well.
Yeah, so we spoke to Detective Superintendent Michael Mullen from the Garda National Cybercrime Bureau, and he said children are being groomed and exploited online on online gaming platforms at an alarming scale.
We are seeing within our bureau and the Garda National Protective Services Bureau and across the organisation that this type of crime, exploitation and abuse of children is happening online at an alarming scale, and the gaming platform is a particular concern for ourselves. We've seen the other situation where a young person has engaged with a person on a gaming platform. They initially are forced to buy expensive items for the person who's making the demands. And then that progresses into the young person being asked to self-harm and being encouraged to take their own life. So we're seeing grooming, sexual exploitation and sexual abuse as a result of children being on gaming platforms and in some cases moving on to other platforms.
So just yesterday we saw, as you mentioned in your intro, a man sentenced to 2.5 years for threatening to leak naked photographs of a 15-year-old girl who he initially met on Roblox in 2022. And this, unfortunately, is an example of the risks to children and young people on this platform. Experts in child safety have told us that one of the key issues here is that adults and children are mixing in these online spaces on Roblox, that they can kind of chat freely to children. At the moment, they can do that. And that can lead to predators bouncing a child off an open platform like Roblox onto a private messaging app where grooming can then continue.
Now, you did seek a response from Roblox. What's the company been saying?
Yeah, so Roblox told us that protecting children is a top priority for them and that they've taken down some of the examples that we found in our testing. But Roblox is under a huge amount of pressure at the moment. Three US attorney generals and more than a dozen families are suing the company, all alleging that they're not doing enough to protect children from predators and harmful content. So in response last week, Roblox said that from January, it will require all users who want to use the chat function in any of the games to verify their age. Now, experts we spoke to said this is a positive step, but that it won't stop adults and children mixing in the same online spaces. Yes, the chat will be turned off, but that people will find ways to get around that. And another issue is, you know, totally separate to chat or contacting other players, is that children are also exposed to harm from the kind of content they're seeing that's not age appropriate.
Kate, thank you very much. And the full report on Roblox from reporter Kate MacDonald and producer Genevieve Brennan will be broadcast tonight on Primetime. That's just after the 9 o'clock news on RTE One television. And of course, it will also be available on the RTE player.